KISU-FM, Mackenzie Young, joined with members of Westside Players discussing their upcoming summer production. Could I please have you introduce yourselves and discuss your involvement in Westside Players? Ladies first.
My name is Tia Hogue, and I am the director of Same Time Another Year.
And I am Travis Hopkins. I am the president of Westside Players.
Great. Do you have a role, Travis?
I do not. I am just the producer of this show.
Okay. And my lights and soundboard operator.
It's true.
So, Tia, I've not seen your face at Westside before. Is this...
This is my first directing over at Westside. I actually have been a participant of their fundraiser of 24-hour theater the past 2 years, and that was a lot of fun. Travis actually came over to American Falls, where I'm originally from, and participated in our production of Jekyll and Hyde. And him and I got to be really good friends over there, and he approached me last year and asked me if I would be interested in directing here at Westside. And I told him, well, of course. I'm a new face over here, and I'm loving every second of it.
A new face at Westside, but yes. An old hat at theater.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Okay. Could you describe to our listeners your acting history?
I actually got started in American Falls, born and raised, participated in theater in middle school and high school, and then my freshman year, our high school theater teacher actually opened up a community theater over there in American Falls, and a lot of us, as soon as we graduated high school, migrated, and I've been participating with that theater over there in some form or capacity, acting, directing, assistant directing, stage managing, since its inception in 2002.
And let's give a shout out to it. What do we call
the American Falls Little Theater.
Okay. Support the arts. Go American Falls Little Theater. So you're directing, Tia, and who's the cast?
It's a two-person cast. It's a very small show. Aaron Hayworth, he's a new face at Westside, but he is a veteran over in American Falls on the stage over there. And then we also have a veteran at Westside, Diana Potter. And she is absolutely wonderful, and we are having such a great time.
Could you please summarize the show?
The show is Same Time Another Year. Bernard Slade wrote it. And it is a continuation of George and Doris's story. It is the sequel to the show Same Time Next Year. It is an old-timey movie with Alan Alda and Ellen Bernstein. And at the beginning of the show, they are celebrating their 25th anniversary, but they're not married to each other. They are married, but not to each other. And they meet once a year for a weekend and have an affair. And as they've gotten older, it's not so much about the affair, it's more about the friendship and being there for each other and supporting each other through the highs and the lows of life. This script is truly beautiful. It's completely well written and it is sweet. And there, like I said, there are some major highs and the actors are wonderful at the joy and they're wonderful at the sorrow. And it's very well done.
And would a person need to see Same Time Next Year before they came?
Not necessarily. The shows are basically standalone. If you're not familiar with Same Time Next Year, even if you walk in not seeing those, you're going to very quickly realize that these two have had a relationship for many years.
Some of the early dialogue catches you up pretty quickly.
Yes, it does.
And one of the interesting bits about this show is it actually spans from 1976 to 1993. It doesn't do every single year, but it does off and on in there. So about 3 decades, 18 years or so.
Wow.
Yep.
So how do you handle the set?
It is set in an inn, basically. And the inn really doesn't change all that much throughout the ages. The really tricky part is going to be the hair and the costumes and the makeup.
Oh, yes.
Because we are having to change time periods.
From my perspective, since I'm doing tech, is we are incorporating a projector in this one to actually give an indication of what year the scene is. So it'll be a fun little kind of modern twist on it.
Yeah. Little PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yep. A little multimedia, getting with the times. Okay. How about we talk about the dates now, Travis?
They will run every Friday and Saturday evening, July 12th through August 3rd. We've actually moved the July show back a week to avoid the 4th of July weekend, just to give people a little more breathing room. One exciting thing, too, we are actually taking over running of the bar at Westside. I don't know that a lot of people have been aware, but we've always been catered up to this point. The problem with that was that because of some changes in the law, our bar caterers couldn't store anything at our location. They had to haul every ounce in and out every weekend. Now with our own license, we will be able to actually fill special requests if people have a particular beer or wine that they like. Unfortunately, we will not be able to do anything other than beer and wine,
though. Well, congratulations on the new licensing. Will there be any changes to dinner?
Dinner catering remains the same. We love our food caterer, the Sand Trap, and they will be doing a wonderful sort of picnic barbecue meal, which is going to be a barbecue pulled pork, picnic chicken, baked beans, sweet buttered corn, coleslaw, onion rolls, and banana trifle.
And is there a champagne reception?
Unfortunately, we don't have an artist for this show, but we will be having an opening night reception. The opening night reception starts at 6:30. Our doors open at 6. Dinner is served from 7 to 7:30, and the show starts as close to 8 o'clock as we can possibly manage it. So,
excellent. How would people find out information or get reservations for tickets?
Best way is to go to our website, www.westsideplayers.org, or you can call us directly if you're less internet savvy, and our number is 208-234-2654.
And definitely a big shout out to all the volunteers at Westside Players, you know, including Tia and Travis. Everybody's very helpful, both through the internet and by phone. Is there anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners before we end our interview today?
Auditions for our fall show, which is going to be Agatha Christie's Witness for the Prosecution, will be held on August 20th and 21st at 7 p.m. both nights at the Warehouse. This is a fairly large cast. There's actually somewhere in the realm of like 35 different characters in the show, but that's done because it's a series of witnesses, so one actor will play two or three of the witnesses in different costumes. Jackie is looking to cast 10 men and 5 women, ranging in ages from 21 to 65. She asks that actors prepare a 1-minute serious monologue, and if you have any questions, you may contact her at 208-234-7621 or via email at jackiesierpinski@gmail.com. Hopefully somebody can spell that.
Her name's probably on the website somewhere.
It is. You can also contact us through the website about audition questions as well.
Thank you to my guest from Pocatello's nonprofit community dinner theater, Westside Players, as they talked to me about Same Time Another Year, being performed Fridays and Saturdays, July 12th through August 3rd. ISU students receive a discounted rate, and there are dining options, reservations, and more information at westsideplayers.org.